Joining us from Buckhannon, West Virginia, near the mine, is Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito. She's a Republican representing West Virginia's 2nd Congressional District. And good morning.
Good morning.
You spent most of the evening, I gather, at a local church meeting with family members. How are they coping?
Well, I think they're, of course, very concerned and worried about their loved one. They're also very strong, and the families are very large as well, you know, not just wives, but also extended family members. I would say that the families are coping, but they are extremely concerned and worried about the future of their loved one.
We just heard from Loretta Abels. Did you hear personal stories similar to hers?
Well, I think at the church, I heard personal stories of generations of men who work for the same company. For instance, I met a young man whose father is now underground, and he was going to be going on to the later shift in the evening. And you can imagine he's very familiar with the mine. He knows the dangers of the mine, and his father is trapped underground. It's a very compelling story of the generations that are involved in the coal mining and the backbone of coal mining here in our state.
And the state government's response to this accident, has it been sufficient, in your opinion?
Well, there has been a very quick and strong response from not only government entities, but community entities. There are over 12 different rescue teams that are rotating in and out in this rescue mission. Speed is of the utmost importance. They're working as fast as I think humanly possible, but of course it's not quite fast enough for a lot of us. But I feel satisfied, or at least hopeful, that the response has been quick and very full in terms of trying to meet the demand of finding those miners and getting them out as quickly as possible.
Now, we just heard that this mine has been cited for alleged safety violations over 200 times last year, up from 68 citations the previous year. It sounds like an awfully lot of citations. You know, how upset are you?
I think that we need to investigate and determine where these violations occurred, how, what, when, and if they played into the accident. I mean, I'm concerned about that most definitely, and we'll have to see where that investigation brings us. At this point, I think our best efforts are towards rescuing those men.
Congresswoman Shelley Moore Capito, Republican of West Virginia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.